spread, spread. Stop, stop it. Or I won't show you anymore.
We can't believe that you're so dumb that they believe in anyone. So walking on about here.
What? I screamed in disbelief, so certain that I was a thief. Then took away their purity, I said, but what about the other night when she and I were locked so tight? Laughter drowned me out, so I stopped.
What makes you think it was her?
The mocking voices said with words that sliced me open fast and quick. But I know it must have been, because I smelled her heated skin and...
Don't you see there is no she now? 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 Don't you see there is no she
guts and made me hold my breath before the blade could finally fall at last and free me from the anger and the screaming endlessly exploding in my head. So I slit the holy union, turning it into a wound that gaped apart and bled upon the ground, causing me to fire my passion as I stared into the gash that quivered like a burn. So great upon my throbbing penis was the pull toward this Venus that there was no thought of it at all, only all-consuming lust to be inflamed in base disgust and smile about it while I came inside. So I slipped my dick into it, thrusting into pain and spewing blood around the room. Needed more, and so I fucked it that much harder. Deep and fast, I pushed apart the shoulders that were down below my waist. Screams were slicing up the air as eyes rolled up and teeth were bared. My lips had stretched too tight and tried to tear. There could be but one conclusion to this sick, distorted fusion, and of course it came. With my face contorted, I convulsed and shoved apart the shoulders that I gripped so hard. And I faintly recollect a ripping, sicky sound of fleshy splitting as I drifted towards a big black hole. And just before I hit the floor, I noticed one was rolling over, showing me a smooth, unblemished thigh. Ended in a red eruption just below her belly button. But maybe it was only in my mind. everything that gives us pleasure also gives us pain to measure it. And I also realize that all our lives will love illusion, neatly caught between confusion and the need to know we are alive.